This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We know how to make America healthy again. We know how to save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs.
The Health Ranger Report.
There's just no political willingness to allow the truth to be stated.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Isn't it interesting how the vaccine industry exaggerates the risk of any kind of infectious disease like chickenpox, which used to be considered no big deal? You can go back to old episodes of the Brady Bunch, and the family, you know, they got chickenpox and they made jokes about it, and they were like, it's gonna be fine, you know give yourself a couple of days, you're gonna be itchy and then you'll be fine. And on those old episodes of TV shows, you know, chickenpox was no big deal. Now you hear about chicken pox and the media is like, oh, you're going to die. You're all going to die. You got to vaccinate your children against chicken pox, which, by the way, is made from aborted human fetal cells and monkey kidney cells. That's the Varivax vaccine, chicken pox. Varicella is the viral strain. Varivax is one of the brand names. There are other brand names of the vaccine. And what people don't know is that, these used to be no big deal. Now, the vaccine industry has found that if it terrorizes parents, and if the media goes along with all of the terror, and if they push the false narrative that vaccines have no risks and no side effects and no fatalities, but only beneficial, you know, protection, then people will go along with them. And so the entire coverage of vaccines has become so lopsided, so one-sided and just fraudulent in terms of its bias, that nobody's getting the real story. And look, the truth, the simple truth, and any doctor knows this who's licensed or been through medical school, they know that every medical intervention has a risk. There's no such thing really as a zero-risk medical intervention. If you pierce the skin of someone, or if you introduce a viral strain, or if you introduce, you know, a metal like aluminum or mercury, as is in vaccines, then there is a risk associated with that. It is a non-zero risk. And anybody who attempts to tell you that it's a zero risk is either a fraudulent quack or a total moron. There really is no other alternative. They're either dishonest and lying to you, or they are medically illiterate, scientifically illiterate, and so on. All medical interventions carry risk. So the whole idea that vaccines only save lives but never kill children is absurd. You have to look at both sides of the equation. Do vaccines prevent some infections in some children? Yes, absolutely they do. But at the same time, vaccines also have a very high risk of harming children and causing neurological development disorders and causing autism and causing various side effects, which include febrile seizures, by the way, that send children to the hospital and put children into comas and so on. It's only when you look at both sides of this equation can you really have an informed and rational view of the risk versus reward equation when it comes to vaccines. Yet, isn't it interesting that even though the vaccine industry claims to be grounded in science and medicine, they abandon that very important feature of scientific thinking, which is to look at both the risk side of the equation and the possible benefit side of the equation. They just abandon the risk side and falsely claim the risk is zero, which is, of course, completely, completely absurd. Now, the media goes along with all of this, of course, because the mainstream media, which we now know is totally fake news, that's all they are, is fake news. CNN is fake news, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, on and on. And most of the mainstream medical journals that run ads for Big Pharma, they're also fake science, fake medicine. You know, they are just propaganda rags pretending to be rooted in science and medicine. But what we know is that the CDC is driving much of the vaccine narrative in the mainstream media, and the CDC is run by criminals. The CDC is a criminal organization that gives money to felons and criminals to carry out scientific fraud. For example, One of the CDC's researchers is named Paul Thorson, and he's an international fugitive from justice. He's wanted for absconding with a lot of money, and he falsified research that showed, well, that purported to show that thimerosal, a vaccine preservative based on mercury, was totally safe. And he took off with CDC money and fled to Europe, where he is a fugitive from justice. But isn't it interesting that the U.S. hasn't sent anybody there to arrest the guy? Yeah, why is that? Because they don't want that news to hit the headlines. Oh, CDC and Emory University tied researchers, take off with millions of dollars in research money, fabricate research, flee from justice, and are hiding out as fugitives in other nations. They absolutely don't want that story to be seen by anybody because it's just, you know, it would discredit the so-called science of the vaccine industry. Yet, that's exactly what happened. That is a true situation. You can read about him on Natural News. Just look up his last name, Thorson, T-H-O-R-S, what is it, S-E-N or S-O-N? I don't know. Try it both ways. But the point is, the vaccine industry is steeped in criminality, and it's led by the CDC, which is a criminal organization, literally run by criminal-minded individuals who have covered up the evidence of harm that links vaccines to autism, especially in young African-American boys. Even the CDC's own top researcher, Dr. William Thompson, went public with all of this a few years ago, and the CDC shut him down. He hasn't been allowed to testify before Congress. The media has shut him down. The media has discredited anybody like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who even dares to speak out about the dangers of vaccines. And in doing so, the media is, of course, totally fake news, junk science, quackery. And Cheryl Atkinson, by the way, who was also attacked by the mainstream media, knows all about this because she used to be a mainstream media investigative reporter. But the minute she started to look into vaccines and the vaccine fraud, that's when she was blackballed from the mainstream media and she ended up having to start her own independent media show. She's one of the best investigative journalists in the world. And the U.S. government hacked her laptop and installed software on her laptop to read her emails. And she talks about this in her book. I don't remember the name of it, but just check it out online. Cheryl Atkinson. It's not Atkinson. It's Atkisson. Hopefully that will help you spell it. It's a bit of an unusual spelling. But she had the government going after her because of her investigative reporting. And see, now you know the truth about this. If you stand up against the vaccine murder establishment, which I've called the vaccine denial industry or the vaccine holocaust, then you are singled out by some very dark individuals, some black ops people who are hired by government agencies. And I don't know how much I should say on this, but the CDC is tied to some shady, shady stuff. Spending taxpayer money on different kinds of dark ops groups and online trolls. The CDC actually spends taxpayer money to hire trolling organizations to try to blanket social media with pro-vaccine messages to try to discredit anybody who's anti-vaccine or just a skeptic of vaccine safety. Yeah, the CDC spends your money to indoctrinate you with total propaganda. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of what they do. You wouldn't believe me if I told you the rest of it, so I'm not even going to mention it. But it's dark. It's evil. It's rooted in, I mean, you talk about tyranny. This is a medical tyranny that's happening in this country. And that's why I have the website, vaccineholocaust.org. So check out that site and educate yourself about the dangers of vaccines. They're not safe. There are risks associated with every vaccine. And vaccines still contain toxic mercury, a heavy metal that causes brain damage. And that's an irrefutable scientific fact. Anybody who tells you the vaccines are 100% safe is either a fraud or a liar or is a propaganda artist for the vaccine industry. There's no exception to that. They are all evil people because they are murdering children in the name of vaccines, yet telling you they're saving children. But they refuse to acknowledge all of the deaths that happen. Over 1,400 children killed in the year 2016 alone in the United States by vaccines. That's based on data held by the U.S. government under the VAERS data system that documents vaccine adverse events. So learn more about this at vaccines.news and check out my main website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.